Hasta la vista, baby.
Show. Sorry for the little flub up there at the end of that song. Starting today's show off with the Native Cats from Australia, duo with their second record on Ride the Snake. Album's called Process Praise, and the song that we heard there is called Eyes of the Gang. A lot of great new music to get through this week, as usual. New stuff from Amen Dunes, Robe Door, Fresh and Only's new Son of Ra, which just came out yesterday. Case Studies, Hot Guts, The Dreams, all the way from France there. New stuff from Cut Hands and Brain Idea, Grass Widow, which we'll be talking about in just a little bit. Grass Widow playing tonight at the Astoria with Brave Irene and Broken Water at the Astoria, and yours truly DJing. A little bit more info on that just in a little bit right now. Played a little bit of it last week, but play some more here. Castle Face, run by John Dwyer and a friend. John Dwyer, of course, of the OCs, has a little label called Castle Face, and they just released a flexi sort of a book box set thing that you can actually play on your record player, even though it's bound and in a book. You just kind of have to see it. Anyways, this is Blasted Canyons with Death and a Half.
September 7th at the Waldorf, it's Drag City Recording Artists RTX featuring Jennifer Herrema of Royal Trucks. Also hitting the stage will be Nashville's Heavy Cream and Vancouver's very own Joyce Collingwood. Doors are at 9 p.m. Advance tickets are on sale for $10 at rtxheavycream.eventbrite.com. RTX, Heavy Cream, and Joyce Collingwood, Wednesday, September 7th at the Waldorf.
Back with the Pop Drones Show. Last track we heard there was from Chicago's Brain Idea with Suspended in Bliss, taken from their new LP on Mexican Summer, sort of smirkingly titled Cosmos Factory. Grass Widow before that with Time Keeps Time, a track actually played that one when it came out about 2 months back. It was released on the ladies' own label, HLR. Should hopefully have some of that merch to sell at their show tonight. Grass Widow will be playing with Brave Irene, which is a local legend, Rose Melberg's new project, who have just released a record on Slumberland. And they'll be playing, I think this is about their fourth or fifth show, and probably only about the third in the city. So sort of a rare appearance from that band. And also Broken Water, who will be playing Vancouver for about the third time in just about a year now. And great band to see, as always. That show tonight going down at the Astoria. And yours truly will be playing some tunes. And be there all night. So we'll be mentioning that one again a little later in the show. Anyways, Fresh and Only's before that with When You Gonna Grow Up. That's taken from the Castle Face group Flex. Flexi book just released. Blasted Canyons with Death and a Half, taken from that same compilation there. That song is actually also on their debut LP, their self-titled LP, which is also released on the Castle Face label. And Australia's Native Cats starting everything off today with Eyes of the Gang, and Process Praise is the name of that album, just released by Ride the Snake. Got some more coming up from them in got some more coming up from that label in future episodes here. The rest of the episode of Pop Drones here is going to be somewhat morose. I managed to put together some sort of newer, doomier and gloomier type stuff here, and it's sort of been building up, and been able to kind of put a whole show around it together. But first thing first, we're going to play, this is a new Total Control song. We've played some stuff from their 7 Inches in the past, and they finally have an LP, and quite different from the stuff that we've, sort of the a drum machine driven punk that was released on those 7 Inches. Instead, we have sort of an 80s throwback here. So we're going to get things started off with that. This is a Total Control with The Hammer.
Lazy,
with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was from France's The Dreams, from their new LP, Morbido. And that song there was called Milk by Myself. And Total Control from Australia before that, with their debut LP, following up about 4 7-inches there. All of them selling out and garnering quite a bit of acclaim. Anyways, new LP, The Henge Beat, released by Seattle's Iron Lung Records. That one just came out. And The Hammer was the name of that song. Right now, we're going to play something from the Latino Buggervale label. And that's sort of the Butthole Surfers imprint. And King Coffee of the band is in a group called Rubble. And they've just released a record that's probably apparently about 7 years in the making, called The Farewell Drugs. And it's got collaborators from like Tom Carter from Charlambe Days, Sean David McMillan from Warmer Milks, Craig Stewart from Sex Organs of Emittance, and a few others around there. Really, really interesting record, and great to hear. Especially considering the Butthole Surfers haven't really released anything interesting in, well, some would say probably in well over 20 years, but I would say, but I'd probably have to agree with that as well. Anyways, great to hear King Coffee and Co. doing some really interesting stuff here. Anyways, this is Rubble with Tom of Midland.
having to do this Saturday? The Muse Art Cultural Society is pleased to announce the return of the Cates Park Concert Series, showcasing 27 local bands and artists Saturdays from 4 to 7 p.m. between July 16th and August 27th. Come on down and see fabulous up-and-coming talent, and be sure to pick up the compilation CD featuring every artist in the concert series. The money goes right back to the musicians. To learn more about the Cates Park Concert Series and the Muse Art Cultural Society, visit museart.ca. In the meantime, head down to Cates Park Saturdays from 4 to 7 p.m. and let the music do the rest.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was Cut Hands, which is the project of William Bennett, more infamously known as the leader of power electronics group White House. Been a while since we've heard from White House or William Bennett. A lot of release or reissues of some of the great White House albums on LP have been coming out over the last couple of years, but this Cut Hands record has apparently been about 4 years in the making. It's called Afro Noise. It's only available on a CD so far via his own label, Susan Lawley. That song there was called Rain Washes the Chaff. And before that, we heard Hot Guts with Small Brass Cage, taken from a cassette of the same name, released by Linear B. And California's Gloomy Robe Door before that with Afterburners. And that's taken from their forthcoming LP, Two Down to Die, to be released on Not Not Fun. That one comes out in the next couple weeks. Got a little sneak peek there for you anyways. Right now we're going to get into and I'm going to kind of quiet things down here just a smidge here, still kind of keep it a little moody, and if you're at home, draw the curtains here for a little bit. Anyways, this right here is Case Studies with Secrets, taken from a new LP just released by Sacred Bones.
Die. you listen to this in your spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, you're still tuned in to the Pop Drone Show on CITR 101.9 on your FM dial. Last track we heard there was from Terror's Soft Proliferating Light from Lag and Cord, released on Weird Forest. It's actually a compilation of previous released CDRs and cassettes. Pillars and Tongues from Chicago, before that with Thank You Oki, taken from a brand new LP called Paths and Crossings, released on San Francisco's Empty Cellar Records. And then from New York, Amen Dunes, before that with Lower Mind, with a new LP on Sacred Bones called Through Donkey Jaw, and Case Studies starting off that set there with Secrets, taken from an LP also released on Sacred Bones called The World Is Just a Shape to Fill the Night. That was actually recorded by Greg Ashley of the Gree Gree, and many other bands, The Mirrors, Green Dreams, a few others there. He's been doing a lot of recording. Greg Ashley and Case Studies and Co. Actually recorded that whole record up in a secluded cabin up in Washington State there. So we're just about to sign off here. Going to give you one last reminder about the Grass Widow, Broken Water, and Brave Irene show that's happening tonight, this Wednesday here at the Astoria. It's $10 at the door. Doors are at 9 o'clock. Yours truly will be spinning some tunes all night long in between the bands and a little afterwards. It should be a good time. It's only $10 at the door. Should be nice and packed in there. And we'll hopefully see you there tonight. Anyways, we got about two more tracks here to play for you. This one here is taken from the new Son of Ra, just released yesterday. A double LP called Ancient Romans. And it is called At Delphi. And then we have, well, I'll have a little bit of an excerpt from a new Expo 70 live LP just released by Aguirre Records to end things off here. Until then, we'll see you tonight at Grass Widow at the Astoria, and then we'll also see you next week on Wednesday, 10 a.m. Thank you for listening to Pop Drones.